Millions of Americans have a day off today. We'll keep cool by the beach. We'll enjoy a backyard picnic, some grilled steaks. Meanwhile, linemen and emergency workers across the Mid-Atlantic and Midwest are still trying to restore power to more than a million people who lost it during severe storms. And Philip Collison is one of them. He works for Delaware Electric Cooperative, but he's away from home right now. He's in Virginia with the Shenandoah Electric Cooperative. Philip, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
How long of shifts are the linemen working right now?
Well, I work 16-hour shifts, 8 hours off.
And 8 hours to sleep, basically?
Yes, ma'am.
Go to sleep and get up and climb back into that bucket to try to restore the power lines.
And that's what we do.
So, at least the weather's cooperating. I see that in Virginia it's expected to be sunny and in the 70s today, so that's not too bad. But, I'm sure there's a lot of angry people out there saying, why do I still not have power? Can you, for a layman here, explain what's involved after a storm like this in getting the power back on?
For us, it's just the terrain. We're used to a flat land where we're up in the mountains now, and trees and terrain seems to be the hardest part, getting around and getting things up in the air.
In some cases, trees have taken down the power lines, right? Do you sometimes have to get poles off the ground?
Yes. We have a digger truck that sets the poles for us, and trying to get it in there and get the old pole out and a new one set in.
Also with us right now is Richard Chambers, who's a pastor running a shelter in West Virginia for residents who have special needs who were displaced by the storm. Richard, what kind of people do you have there? How many are staying in your shelter?
Well, right now we have three, but we've had more than that. But right now it's down to three because we still have some of our power back, but there's still places without it, and these are the people that need to have electric in order to be able to survive.
And these are people who maybe need oxygen tanks and other kind of things that require electricity.
Right.
How quickly did you track them down? How quickly did people reach out for help and find it?
Well, they started with the help of our Barber County Emergency Services. We were up and running by about noon on Saturday with a generator and all the equipment that we needed to be able to bring these people in, and then they started bringing them in by squad and other ways to get them here, to get them out, into the cool and into the where they could have the electric that they needed.
And so, Philip Collison, you're actually one of the people who's trying to bring power so some of these people can go home. And we often think of emergencies like fire. We're used to hearing about firefighters coming from all over the nation to help out. But I guess many of us don't really think about people traveling in from all over the country to help on the lines. Is that kind of a common occurrence?
It seems to be with these storms that we've had the last few years. We're in association, the co-ops are, and when one of us needs help, they just pick up the phone and call, and we all try to respond to each other.
How long have you been a lineman, Philip?
18 years.
So you've had a chance to sort of see, in many ways, the degrading of what's a very aging system at this point.
It seems to be. For the most part, when you do go away, you see co-ops that are trying to build bigger lines that can carry the load that's out there. It's just a slow process, and with the economy that we're in, it seems to be getting slower.
And the system is getting harder to repair?
Yes, ma'am.
Philip Collison works for Delaware Electric Cooperative. What were you saying, Philip?
Just with the economy the way it is, it's even harder on your electric companies with home foreclosures. That's revenue that's going out of the electric company's pockets, too.
Richard, I wonder if some of the people who have taken shelter with you because they need electricity to survive, I wonder if they're frustrated with the system. Obviously, they must be frustrated at how long it takes to get power back. But who do they blame?
I haven't really heard them blame anything other than the weather, to tell you the truth. They've been very happy that, like our emergency squad or firemen and all, everybody's doing everything they can to get them back in. They understand in West Virginia, like the Mr. Colson said, it's terrain, okay, and it's rough times getting in and getting things turned around and everything. So most of, I haven't heard from the residents we have right now, I have heard no complaints about it because they just understand. They're just praying that the weather holds out and we can get them back home.
And yet, Richard, it really reminds you of how fragile we are, how dependent we are on the power line, these little fragile lines that we often don't even notice above our heads.
Right. And like you mentioned earlier, they're aging. And even though they may not have broke right now, if we get another hard storm, they've been weakened because of other trees coming down and stressing them, and that takes it out, and the linemen know that. But the thing of it is, we've had our firemen out there cutting trees out of the way for these crews, but opening roads so we can have emergency crews go through. Our squads have been running almost constantly, taking bedding and supplies and all that stuff. You know, and there's been some businesses that have stepped up and helped with this. And so we've come together as a community. It's a lesson for us. Very seldom do you ever have a heat problem where you're losing, you have to cool people down. Most of the time they happen in the winter when you need to warm them up.
Yeah, absolutely. Richard Chambers, a pastor who's running a shelter in West Virginia for residents who depend on power for their very lives. And Philip Collison is one of the linemen who's trying to help restore power. Philip, how long have you been away from home?
We left Monday morning.
So when do you expect to be able to return to Delaware?
We're not sure. We're almost wrapped up here in Luray. I think I haven't heard a report this morning. But we also might go away to another co-op that needs our help.
So you're working on the holiday. You're working 16-hour shifts, and you may leave that particular place to go to another 16-hour shift in another location.
Yes.
You know, linemen, except for in Glenn Campbell's song, aren't often celebrated, but I thank you for your service today.
No problem.
And have a happy 4th of July.
Thanks, and happy 4th of July to everybody else.
Philip Collison works for Delaware Electric Cooperative, currently helping out to restore power in Virginia with the Shenandoah Electric Cooperative. And we spoke with Pastor Richard Chambers, running a shelter for people with special needs in West Virginia. If you're one of the people who's still without power, happy 4th of July to you. You can always call us and tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE.